Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, one of the oldest cliches of science is the search for eternal youth. And in the past, some have felt that the secret was getting blood transfusions from the young. Well, it turns out there might be something in that. At the moment, a company in the US is carrying out trials. Though rather unusually, it's charging the people who take part. On the line is CEO of Ambrosia Plasma, Dr. Jesse Carmazan. Good afternoon, Jesse.
Hi, Sean. Hey, thanks for having me on the air.
Now, could you describe for us what it is you're doing in Ambrosia Plasma? Is this a business, or is it still in the stage of being a trial?
Yeah, well, it's a little of both. Most clinical trials are run by pharmaceutical companies, and so, you know, we are trying to turn a profit, but I think, you know, our primary motivation is to understand, you know, this new therapeutic and to generate data about it.
Right. Okay. And so please explain to us what it is you're doing in the course of this trial.
Sure. So it might sound a little bit like vampires, but actually what we're doing is a really common medical procedure, and that's a blood transfusion. So we work in the U.S. mostly, and in the U.S. there's millions of transfusions each year. So what we're doing is we're taking blood from young people and we're delivering it to old people. And you're probably wondering, you know, why are you doing that? It sounds unusual. But there's actually been many studies in mice showing that this is a legitimate way to reverse aging.
Right. So when we say young people, what's the upper age for the donors, if you like?
The upper age is 25, although most people in that age category it's almost entirely teenagers.
Right. Okay. So they're very young. And so then most of the people receiving this blood would be middle-aged, 50, 60, that kind of age?
That's right. There's some younger folks. Occasionally, there'll be someone who's in their 40s who wants to be treated. But almost everyone's, yeah, right around retirement age or older. We actually have folks in their 80s and 90s who've been treated.
Right, okay. Now, as I understand it, this is called parabiosis. And the studies on mice, they weren't just getting in transfusions. They were actually sewing mice together. So obviously,
right.
it's not as extreme as that. So how much actual evidence is there that just a transfusion will benefit a human?
So the earliest experiments in the 1950s were parabiosis, where they sewed, just to explain, they sew an old and a young mouse together, and they share blood between them, and the young blood rejuvenates the older mouse. But that's sort of an older style of experiment. In the more recent experiments, and this is still an active field, there's labs at Harvard, at Stanford, who do these experiments. Nowadays, they simply just inject the young blood. So they don't really do parabiosis anymore. They simply do, it's very similar to a blood transfusion nowadays. And those experiments have been done for years before we got started, which is why we were confident that we could just simply do a blood transfusion. Because you're right, it's parabiosis itself is a little bit gruesome.
So young blood, it sounds like a stupid question, but I'll ask it anyway. What's so good about young blood?
Well, no, it's a great question. You know, I think it's not obvious. You know, we can't see our own blood. You know, if these mouse experiments hadn't been done, we wouldn't realize that there's a huge difference between blood when you're young and when you're old. So your body produces lots of really healthy molecules when you're young. You're probably familiar with testosterone, but there's actually literally like 100,000 of these molecules, and they all do different things. Some of them are anti-inflammatory. Some of them sort of repair tissues. And others, like testosterone or estrogen, are just sort of signaling molecules that help instruct your tissues to do a good job. And things kind of just go haywire as you get older. You just don't produce enough of these healthy molecules, and your body just really starts to deteriorate in terms of what's being produced and shuttled in the blood. So, you know, this is probably why young blood has a healthy effect on older animals.
The fact that, you know, as we age, our cells don't work as well, is that completely dependent on blood, though, or does that happen anyway?
Right. So the mouse studies have looked at this in good detail, and it is. It's a bit of a cat and mouse problem. So you need to be healthy to produce these important proteins, and these important proteins you know, help fine tune your body and keep it running well. So it actually is totally circular. Mm-hmm. And so what the young blood does, it kind of just jump starts things and helps them get back into a better mode of operating. So you're right. It is sort of an interesting, it's essentially a feedback cycle that starts to just sort of wear out over time. And so the young blood, it doesn't just help repair you. It actually, we've now shown your body does a better job of producing its own blood after a single treatment. And so it's somewhat remarkable, but even one treatment can have a pretty large effect on people's health. And that's what's so interesting about this.
Yes. Now, you haven't published a final study or anything on this, but could you give us an indication of what sorts of results you're getting for your patients?
Yeah. So, you know, we haven't yet published, but I presented results about a week ago in California at a big conference. And so, you know, we know that in mice, this treatment, you know, rejuvenates. And I know that word is somewhat surprising, but it's not just that it slows aging. You don't just age more slowly, but with this treatment, people are becoming younger. And I know that that sounds sort of remarkable, and it is. And so in mice, that's true for everything, for the brain, the heart, every organ appears to become younger. And in people, we're seeing evidence that it's similar. So we're seeing improvements in heart health and brain health and even things like inflammation and cancer risk. And so we're actually seeing improvements across the board. And, you know, I think it represents the same thing as what's been observed in mice.
Mm. And these improvements, is there a relationship between how many transfusions you need against how better you get?
Oh, absolutely. So we've treated people more than once, and we're seeing that the effect is greater the more you receive. And so we sort of have limits. You know, the FDA has sort of told us, you know, how much we're allowed to give people. But I think as a next step, it'll be really interesting to, you know, either give more doses or increase the dose, right? I mean, we don't really know. To be honest, there's no theoretical limit in terms of what could happen. I know it sort of seems surprising, but, you know, starting to look younger and feel younger might really be possible.
Would there be a cutoff point, though, perhaps, that, you know, you get 1, 2, 3 transfusions, you know, you're 55, you start to look 30 again, but then at some point that wears off and you have to go, you know, your thirst for young blood reemerges and you have to go and get some more.
Well, yeah, that's totally true. So, you know, aging will continue to occur, right? I mean, I like to describe aging as wear and tear. So even if we treat you, I think ultimately you would need to have, you know, repeated treatments on a regular basis to maintain that younger state. Mm. Otherwise, you would continue to age. Yeah, that I think is a reality. Yeah.
Now, you're more aware of this than probably anybody listening, but, you know, there are people in the scientific community who are skeptical of what you're doing. They have various criticisms. There's no control group, for instance, though I suppose just the rest of us are a control group, the people who aren't having this done to us.
Right.
When will do you feel you'll be in a position to publish extensive research findings that you think will be convincing to people?
Yeah, so we've treated almost 100 people so far, and seeing this firsthand, I'm convinced, but I know that people have a very high standard for new treatments, especially for these types of claims. I mean, this is I realize this is an extraordinary claim that I'm making. And so I think that it's going to be at least a few more years before we have sort of a sufficient amount of data to really convince people. And that's something we're working on. And, you know, if more people sign up for the treatment, then we'll be ready sooner.
Jesse, the fact that though that you are charging these people $8,000 a pop, does that not undermine the credibility of the entire project?
So I think it kind of varies based on your perspective. So, you know, most people pay for medical treatments. They're just not used to paying for experimental medical treatments. Mm. Blood can't be patented, right? And so the traditional model of sort of having a free clinical trial and then owning the drug and charging a sort of high price for the duration of that patent isn't available to us. And so the only way for us to fund this, because we don't have any investors, is to ask people to pay. And you know, I'll just be honest, I'm not really making very much money on this at all. I sort of make a small amount from each patient.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you'd be surprised with how little, how conversely, how expensive it is to do a clinical trial. I still have, medical debt. I have debt from my training as a doctor, and I haven't even been able to pay that off yet. So, it's not terribly lucrative, but it's so promising that I'm, I really have faith that we're going to turn this into a larger thing.
Yeah.
And that ultimately, I'll be able to compensate myself. But that's just the reality of medical research, is that it is expensive.
Yeah. Can you patent any part of this? Can you patent the process even? Because if you prove that it works, then the next day everybody's doing it.
Right. I mean, that's an interesting thing. So, I don't think so. It might vary. It might actually be different where you are. It kind of that very much is different based on local laws. But in the U.S., actually someone did try to patent this, and the patent office was really clear that isn't possible in the U.S. So we essentially are hoping to, and I'm putting a lot of thought into, how can we deliver, the best quality treatment in the best environment, and essentially just be not just the first, but the highest quality company to do this. And that's how I want to continue to operate this business.
Jesse, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Dr. Jesse Karmazin is CEO of Ambrosia Plasma. Jesse, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.